Good afternoon, this is Jasmine. How can I assist?
Hey, how you doing? I was wondering, like, how do you start with, like, the home health care program?
What county does the patient reside in?
Chester County.
In Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Okay, and has the patient ever been on services, or would this be their first time applying?
It'll be their first time.
Okay, and what kind of health insurances do they have?
They got Medicare, Medicaid Part A and Part B, and Blue Cross Blue Shield.
So neither of those pay for home care services. Only Medicaid pays for the home care, where you could assign a friend, family, trusted loved one. Is that the program you're looking to get?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see if they have the eligibility codes to submit the referral. What's the patient's first and last name?
Tyron, T-Y-R-O-N, last name Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T.
And date of birth?
11/25/86.
And what are his disabilities? What is wrong? What's his medical conditions?
So his medical condition is up there. Right now, the main reason why we're looking into it is because he has literally like a hole in his leg that needs to be treated like every 4 hours. But he
needs
does
wound
have,
care. That sounds like wound care.
Yeah, but I changed the wound. Like I changed the packing in the wound.
Okay. So you're the one that's been doing all the caregiving for him.
Yeah. Okay. And he goes to dialysis back and forth. He's a diabetic. He's got some stuff.
But okay, so I see here he has Medicaid, but it's inactive. Let's get you paid.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, let's get you paid. I'm gonna help you through this, okay?
I appreciate you.
I need you to write stuff down. Give me a notepad, notebook, somewhere where you could reference back to this material. What's your first and last name?
Dominic Vincent.
Dominic Vincent. What's your relationship to the?
I'm his. He's my father.
Okay. Now I need you to spell your name again.
D O M I N I C.
Oh, just a C. Sorry, I thought it was Q U E. Everyone spells it differently. That's why it's so important to be like, can you spell your name for me? All right. Dominic, give me a good number for your dad.
Give me 1 second. I got to look at it.
And your father's young.
Yeah, he is. He's a trooper, though. 39.
Yeah, that's young. All right. So give me your address. His address, sorry.
You want his phone number?
I'm going to need his phone number and his address. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll give you the phone number first.
Go ahead.
The phone number is 609-277-4865.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the address?
It's 422, and I'm going to spell out the street. It's STRAFFODR. Av, and then it's apartment 3D.
Stratford. Stratford, S-T-R-A-S-S, or F-F? Spell it again.
S-T-R-A-F-F-O-D.
So Frank, Oscar, David.
Hold on, let me take you off of Bluetooth for real quick. All right, so it's STRAFFORD.
Stratford. Is that Avenue? And
yep.
Apartment 3D as in dog, correct?
Yep.
All right, got it. All right, so I'm going to give you some information you're going to need, okay? Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready whenever you are.
So I want you to write Medicaid broker number. Let me see who's available to take this call as well. 1 second.
Broker number. Okay.
1 second.
Mm-hmm.
The number is 877-550-4227.
Oh, can you say that one more time?
Absolutely. 877.
Eight, like eight, or A is an apple?
A is an apple?
Uh-huh. 77.
So it's 877 550-4227.
4227. Okay.
And you're going to tell them that your dad is in need of Medicaid. His number is, his Medicaid ID number is 900-103-3175. So that's 900-103-3175.
3175.
Then I'm going to give you our information. The agency that's going to hire you and assist your dad onto services is called Family First Care.
Give me one second. I'm just writing this down.
Family First Care.
Family First Care. Okay.
One second. I'm just filling in the information. The number is 267-551-7400 is the agency's phone number.
Okay.
Vincent, is this a good number to reach you? Or would you like to list a secondary number?
Let me list a secondary number. This is just my phone's off right now, so this is how I'm calling. But my mobile number is 445-235-7670.
Okay. Now, are there any children in your home, in the home residing with your dad?
No, it's just me and him.
And what's the zip code?
19087.
And you are in what county?
Chester County.
And what's the town? You in 422 Strats. What is it, Wade?
Wayne, W-A-N-Y-E.
Just filling out the referral before I transfer this call to someone that can further assist you. Okay, just bear with me.
Yeah, take your time. I appreciate you for the help.
Absolutely. Well, you're already getting paid. You're already doing all the work, so might as well start getting paid for it. Give me one second. I'm filling out your dad's info. But you need to get him onto the right insurance that covers it. And the only insurance that's covering the front end families right now is the Medicaid. The good thing is that he has it. It's just it's inactive, meaning he either missed a recertification, either he dropped the ball right when they started, either he didn't submit documentations, either he missed an assessment. Something happened where he was found eligible, but all of a sudden now he doesn't have it. What's your father's phone number? Is it the 302-276 number? Oh, no, you gave it to 609-277-4865. Let him know what we're doing because they're going to get a hold of him, okay?
Okay. Once I get, I'm going to call him in a couple seconds to let him know. Oh, I'm actually going to text him.
Point of contact, son Dominic. I'm just putting that all the information has been given to you and you're going to be the point of contact for your dad moving forward for them to reach you.
Yep.
And I gave you his Medicaid ID number, right? The
9800-103-3175. Mm-hmm. And 3175, yep.
Okay. All right, I'm going to transfer you to Miss Abigail. Give me one second.
All right, thank you so much.
Available. Absolutely, I'm here for you. You call me if you need me. Please hold.